想要认真学英语，只听一遍怎么够？打开微信，搜索关注可可英语双语学习公众号，海量深度讲解笔记免费等你来取，高效双语学习，认准可可英语哦。
The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Just two Republicans crossed the aisle to join Democrats.
Yeas are 222 and the nays are 190.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's imperative for democracy that investigators get to the bottom of what happened on January 6th. And the factors that led up to the deadly attack on the American symbol of democracy.
We will be judged by future generations as to how we value our democracy.
Minnesota Republican Michelle Fischbach sees it differently.
Instead of working in tandem with our Senate counterparts, Democrats want to politicize this issue even further.
The 13-member committee will study only the Capitol insurrection. Most of its members will be appointed by Pelosi after Senate Republicans defeated a bipartisan committee. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Joe Biden signed three separate laws Wednesday that dismantle part of the Trump era on payday loan interest rates, methane emission controls, and how the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission settles claims.
Each of these bills reflects a return to common sense and commitment to the common good.
Under former President Trump, payday lenders could charge interest rates in excess of what states allowed and avoid state usury laws by working with a commercial bank. The Trump administration also loosened rules on methane emissions from leaks and flares in oil and gas wells. The Biden administration said in a statement that the EEOC claims process had increased the risk of retaliation by making it easier for employers to demand the identities of those with information about unlawful discrimination.